Welcome to episode number 14 of the Marketing Development Podcast. It's Pete again with you, and I'm doing another solo show. I don't quite know what's going on here, but these solo shows seem to be making a little bit more sense in my head as I'm putting them together. So please join us in our Facebook group and let me know if you're enjoying them. That's peteeverett.com/group. It'll send you straight on in there. So today's episode came from a discussion that I was having with a client. Former client, really, from an old job at an old agency. And they're in a bit of a unique place with what they're doing. And they were talking to me about how to outsource your digital marketing and how do you make the most of it if you're spending that value on a digital marketing agency. Now, I know I'm a little bit biased because I run a design agency, but it was one of those moments where I really felt like I should have just whacked my phone out on the table, recorded the conversation, and that could have been the podcast, and then it wouldn't have been a solo show, and most of this intro wouldn't have happened. But where we started was that there's really two different standpoints when it comes to outsourcing your digital marketing. The first is for smaller businesses where cash flow can be an issue. There seems to be this lure of doing digital because anyone can post on a Facebook page, and it seems to make sense just for an owner or a chief exec or even just a one-man band to do his own digital marketing, digital marketing. Because why would they bother finding the budget? I can do this. It's easy, isn't it? And then the second standpoint is for slightly larger organizations than then upwards over the scale, where you may have a marketing team or you may be part of that team, and you've already seen the impact that digital can have on the results of your business, what you're trying to achieve, and your aims and objectives. And it's the job of that marketing department to exploit those results. In the fact, though, is that in reality, when it comes around to your performance review, the rationale of, well, I grew our Facebook following, simply isn't going to cut it. And moving that kind of priority up the scale to the people that make the decisions can be quite a difficult thing. The key response, though, to both of these standpoints is to realize exactly what needs to go into a proper digital marketing strategy and the complexity that goes on behind the scenes so that it can seem like a seamless and integrated strategy that the front end user experiences. And that's really what makes digital work. The main point here, really, is that no one single individual can really hold all of the skills to deliver a complete digital marketing strategy. And that's why, as agencies, we have different specialists in different areas. And for our clients, they have a one-stop shop. They take an agency on board. We kind of assume the persona of your digital marketing manager or your digital marketing team, but actually behind the scenes we've got a whole load of people with different skill sets that might be in SEO and might be in social media, might be in web development, they might be in conversion rate optimization, all of these different things, so that we can unpick the different parts of your consumer journey and then find out where we need to change things, where we can augment the current strategy, etc. So just to make a quick list, and we did this as a bit of fun, but just to make a quick list of some of the skills that are required for a successful digital marketing strategy to work. They include business strategy, creative, artwork, copywriting, video production, web development, keyword research, link building, campaign conception, SEO, social media. The list just goes on. And I'm sure, guys, you can jump into the group and you'll be able to add far more skills and qualifications that are needed if you were to find a single human being that was going to be able to deliver every part of a digital marketing strategy. There's also some overlap, I understand that. But if you're in a position that you can cover all of these bases with your staff in-house and build your own digital marketing team, then you've got your answer, okay? An agency isn't for you. If, however, there's holes in that, or actually you're starting to think, you know what, as a business owner, this isn't really a good use of my time. I should be focusing on sales or meeting clients or company structure or whatever it might be. Then really, a digital marketing agency can provide all of those skill sets in a package that doesn't cost as much as having to employ them all. And that's really where agencies like ours, but like all, like so many other good agencies that are out there, and I would want you to vet any agency that you're going to engage with your business, but that's where they come from. Now, if you've got to this point and you're thinking, Pete, I completely agree, but what, I'm going to spend all of this money, how do I know that I'm getting the most out of any digital marketing contractor that I've got, even if it's not the whole thing, even if it's just somebody doing your social media for you, how do I know I'm getting the most out of them? Well, there's four key things that I want to share with you, and these really build the foundations of a good, productive relationship with your agency. Okay, so if you want a pen and paper, you want to jot these down, now's a good time to do it. If you're driving, please don't do it. But, you know, maybe flag this episode and listen back to this bit again when you get the chance. So the first thing is knowing what you're trying to achieve. Any third agency that you bring in to work with you on your business, they do need some kind of direction. They can't just turn up on day one and magic a strategy out of thin air. An agency relationship is a partnership. We bring, or a digital agency will bring, the technical and tactical expertise, but you bring the industry knowledge. And that's really the key point here. You need to have a business plan already in place. So as an agent, you can say to your agency, right, you know what, in 12 months we want to be here. In 3 years we want to be there. And this is where we see the services we're commissioning you to deliver for us. This is where we see them fitting into this strategy. Now, the agency could turn around and say, hey, you know what? We can do that. They may turn around and say, actually, what you're asking for is completely out of this world. And, you know, unless you've got the budget of some Fortune 500 company, it's not going to happen. Any agency should really be clear with you right up front whether what you're asking of them is achievable or not. And really, when you set those goals, they need to be goals that will stretch the agency, and a good agency should be sort of slightly uncomfortable in their chair saying, well, yeah, okay, we might be able to do that, but it shouldn't be out the realms of your reach. That's the key point. So it shouldn't be easy, but it shouldn't be impossible either. The targets that you set could be to do with turnover or number of sales or leads, or, you know, at the end of the day, it's your business. As the marketing team, you should understand what the sales metrics are for the business. And you need to communicate those with your agency so that you can pass those on, and hopefully they'll surpass your targets for you. That's really the whole idea. Right, number two. As the commissioning company, please, please be open to ideas. So the thing is, an agency, those of us that work in agencies, we don't come to work every day to do other people's donkey work. We come to work to be creative in what we do. And we like pushing the boundaries, and we like trying new things. And, you know, we do understand how our particular areas of expertise work, but we don't just want to do the same thing day in and day out. What we like doing is being creative with it. So, and the other advantage is we get lots of experience through all the different clients we work with. So we can try something that may be in a sector that's completely unrelated to yours and say, hey, you know what? We just tried this with a client. They were in a different sector, but actually we think it may work over here. The mentality could still be the same. So please be open to ideas. And that's the joy of bringing an agency on board with your company. We work in different sectors and we have different sizes of clients. We could say, hey, look, we tried this thing for a one-man band and we know you've got 100 staff, but it may still work. Or conversely, we tried this with a national corporation and it might just help you out in your florist business. We come with lots of different industry experience. The other thing is you'll find that some agencies have their preferred ways of doing things. But actually, what you want to look for in an agency you're commissioning is that they won't try and enforce their own model on your business. Instead, they should go away and look at the data that they can gather from your business, the data that they can gather from the different platforms that are out there, and then actually put in place a digital strategy that is bespoke to you. You are unique. Your company is unique, and it therefore needs to find its own voice, find its own messaging, and for that messaging to be carried through into your marketing strategy. Okay, so that's number two. Number three, you need to set definite milestones and keep each other accountable. So one of the key parts of setting up a relationship with your chosen agency is to set these milestones, and they need to be acceptable on both sides. We've already said that working with an agency is a partnership. So again, bringing an agency on board to offload the whole thing and say, look, just go and give me a marketing, go and get me customers. That's not what an agency's there for. And actually, for people that come to our agency with that kind of attitude, I tell them, look, I don't want a retainer. I don't want a fee for doing this work. I want shares in your business. If you actually want me to give you a business, then I want shares in return. I don't want a new client. So you need to think about how you're going to interface with that with your agency. And that's where milestone schedules and accountability really come into play. And also, some of those milestones you will be responsible for as the marketing department or as the person responsible for marketing. Some of the things that the agency requires will fall at your door. This is where most client agency relationships suffer, when there is the lack of this accountability or these milestones. And therefore, over time, discussions start to happen surrounding things like, what exactly do they do for the money we're paying them? And as soon as that kind of doubt creeps in, it's difficult for anybody to come back from there. And sometimes that is the fault of the agency. I'm not trying to gild the lily here, but sometimes it isn't either. And if you're going to get the most out of working with any agency that you commission, then you need to make sure that you're not the cause of that doubt, that that doubt isn't coming from the internals of your own business. There is a counterside to this, however, which is that an agency will need to keep being fed. Okay, they need to understand the new information, the performance of your business, results, new resources that come online, how close to those targets we're getting. So those targets that we set right in point one, how is what we're doing affecting our progress towards those? And if you can't commit to that side of things, then the agency is also going to suffer. So it's always a good idea to have a main point of contact in both the agency and at the client. And that's exactly what we do. We have each client has a dedicated account manager, and that account manager has a key point of contact with the client. So really, the bulk of communication just goes through two people. That's not to say that other people from the team don't speak to the client and vice versa. And we actually pride ourselves on being a bit of a family-oriented business and getting to know our clients a little closer than a simple client agent relationship. But then when it comes down to the actual bare bones of how stuff works, we try and keep that as straightforward as we possibly can. Right, okay, so far, point one, we've understood what we're trying to achieve. Point two, we've been open to ideas. Point three, we've set definite milestones and we've kept each other accountable. And the final thing, point four, is to share your successes. The thing with this is that working for an agency means that we aren't in your business every day. We don't get that water cooler chat. We don't get invited into meetings. We don't see when somebody from reception has a presentation because it's their 50th birthday, or because we don't get to see when you go out for a slap-up meal because you've won a big contract. We don't get to see that. And nothing drives our team more than knowing that some piece of our work has helped you land a big contract or a new client, or that particular building you were trying to obtain, or whatever it might be. Whatever those goals are, even if they're not 100% related to the things that the agency is working on, to know that the client is fired up, to know that the client's business is doing well, and actually these 2 or 3 days that we're working on this each month, that they are contributing to a bigger picture and making life better for somebody else, that really does drive every member of an agency that's going on. So I guess what I'm implying here is that try and let that agency into a little bit more of your working life, a little bit more of what your business is about. If that does have a direct effect on a milestone or something that the agency is responsible for, then celebrate with them. And then rework, what does that mean? So we weren't expecting to be here for another 6 months. So we've now bought ourselves some time back. How can we readdress the milestones that are already there? Or is there something else that we're struggling with? So could you help us with that for a bit? Because we're a little bit ahead over here and we'll pick this up in a couple of months' time. But do something with the momentum. Please, please, please do something with the momentum. It's vital that you share your successes, but it also comes with sharing your failures. If something isn't working, and I'm not talking about, you know, oh, I lost 100 quid on AdWords, but if something, maybe a key member of staff has left, maybe a key client has left, share those things with your agency as well, because that's what makes it a true relationship rather than a supplier client contract. And if you can get to that point with your agency, I know with our agency, when we get to that point with our clients, they're the clients that not only we work with for the longest amount of time, but they're also the ones that we trust and who trust us in return. And it becomes a joy and a privilege and a pleasure to work with those people. If you've got any feedback on this, I've already mentioned it once, please jump into our Facebook group, peteeverett.com/group. And, there's a couple of questions, just answer those. I can approve you for access. And I'd love to have a discussion about how you work with your agencies. It would be really good to get some client perspectives on everything I've just said. Show notes for this episode will be found on peteeverett.com/014. And if you haven't done it yet, I'd really love some reviews in iTunes. That'd be awesome. So if you'd like to jump onto iTunes and give us a review, I would really, really appreciate it. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. It's been a little bit shorter than others, but I don't want to keep you. And I will see you in episode 15.